You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We talk to Adam Hoge every week at this time. Adam, host of the CHGO Bears coverage and the Hoge and Johns podcast. He joins us via Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score, on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Adam, how are you today?
I'm good, guys. How about you?
Good, except we are in working through it and talking about just what the Bears have been doing well recently and then also what the Browns are trying to do. We came across the realization that if the Bears aren't going to quarterback pressure much, which they haven't, that you don't want Shedeur Sanders having a breakout game or his his coming of age game or whatever you want to call it, just one of those statement making games against the Bears. But you also run the risk of understanding that he might be more comfortable against the Bears' defensive front than other teams.
Well, he might be, but I also think this is a good opportunity for the Bears front four, those defensive linemen, to put together a good game. I don't know if it's going to ever look dominant, but when you look at this, the state of this Cleveland Browns offensive line, it's not a very good unit, and it's really banged up right now. So, if you can't get pressure, if you can't win one-on-ones in this matchup, then I would have some serious questions about, you know, when you're going up against playoff caliber teams in January, what that's going to look like. So I look at it like a good opportunity for this Bears front four, especially because from what I've seen on film with Shedeur, I wouldn't play a whole lot of man coverage against him. I think that's where he beats you. I think if you can kind of sit back in zone, he's eventually going to throw you the football. I think he's still kind of learning what NFL coverages look like. So if you can pressure with four, contain him too because of his athleticism, I think this is more of sort of a sit back, maybe allow some completions underneath, but just hope that eventually he's going to throw you the football. And the Bears defense has been opportunistic, especially in the secondary this season. So I think they should be able to get him once or twice in this football game.
Yeah, Adam, I think that's a solid plan, especially with how the defense has looked so far. I mean, they do need to start generating a pass rush, and they're not going to get far even over these last four games without doing that. My question is on the offensive side of the ball. It's kind of a mix, is it not? I mean, you know you can run allegedly against the Cleveland Browns, but at the same time, they've got to do something to find a rhythm of some kind for Caleb Williams early just to kind of beat up that notion that they can't get going early.
Yeah, I mean, early is a good word because early in the game, early in the series, early in the downs, I think first down is going to be key in this football game, just trying to stay on schedule, can't fall behind the chains because, this Browns defense is good. I mean, the numbers all suggest that. However, when they've you know, had to deal with short fields or coming off of turnovers at the off. I mean, the offense just really has not put the Browns defense in a lot of great positions. So when you're wondering, like, well, how all these defensive statistics jive with the fact that you can go look at their schedule and see that they've given up, you know, 24, 27, 30 points at times. Well, it's not, it doesn't really tell the whole story. I look at it like this, like field position is going to be huge in this football game, because if you're trying to go 90 yards against this Browns defense, chances are somewhere along the way, there's going to be something that holds you back. You're settling for a field goal or you're punting. So if you can get big returns, if you can get takeaways to set you up on a short field, that's how you take advantage of this Browns defense. And then on first down, if you just stay ahead of the chains, that's going to allow you to run the football more, and it's going to keep Myles Garrett from just pinning his ears back and coming after you. Because, you know, I mean, this is just one of those matchups. He's going to get a sack in this game, maybe two. So you just got to kind of keep it contained and not let it get out of hand, like we saw at times, you know, against Max Crosby earlier this year when he started wrecking that game, and even last week against Micah Parsons, there were certainly moments where he was starting to control the game defensively.
Yeah, obviously, and all that would make all those examples that you gave, Hogue, would in theory make life easier for the quarterback. And this segment with Adam Hogue is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866 Four Seasons. That said, what are you and your guys at CHGO, how are you guys characterizing the season that Caleb Williams has had in terms of what has he gotten better at, and what are you seeing right now that seriously needs to be tightened up and beyond the starting game slowly? Because I think we all know that. What is your assessment through 13 games of Caleb Williams?
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes when you're going on like this day by day and week by week assessment, you sort of lose track of where you started. And you know, I've tried to remind myself, you know, when it hasn't been perfect, to picture August, right? And Grody, you were out there, and there was a lot of practices that were not very pretty, and there was all these pre-snap issues, and it looked like at times a rookie, which he wasn't anymore, but he was a young quarterback in a new system that was much more complex, and they were making him swim in the deep end, and at times it looked like that. So I think when you talk about that stuff, you can understand why Ben Johnson, when he's talking about Caleb Williams these days, he's not being, you know, too critical. I mean, there's certainly things here and there he's got to clean up, but most of the time he's talking about, you know, how far he has come. And I think that there are plenty of examples of that, especially pre-snap. And what I like to just call playing quarterback. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And I think that he's shown a lot of strides in that area, cleaned up a lot of things that were big issues earlier in the year that was holding this team back. Now, to really take it to the next level, and to be a little bit more accurate at times, and to always know exactly, he's really not making many poor decisions, but that doesn't always mean he's making the best decision or he's totally in control over these plays and really seeing the game yet through the lens of Ben Johnson. That's probably not going to happen until next year, in my opinion. Like but that's okay. I think that's just the natural evolution of how this takes time, especially in an offense like this. And I think that you got to feel really good about the coaching he's receiving and the progress he's made to this point, and try to picture what that might look like a year from now, when you've seen the progress he's made just since August. And I think that makes me really optimistic. In the short term, though, you know, can he make these smaller gains? Can he just be like this much more accurate at times, and maybe make, you know, this decision just a little bit quicker? That's, I think, can be the difference between sort of how he's playing right now, which I would categorize as good but not phenomenal, but really being able to take that next leap in the playoffs. Because I think when I come back to the defense and how competitive they might be against some of these better teams, and just trying to picture them playing the Rams, for instance, in a playoff game, I think it's safe to say that the Bears offense and the passing game is going to have to step it up a little bit, because this isn't going to be a shutdown defense. I don't think it's a bad defense, but I don't see it being a shutdown defense in a playoff game.
We're talking to Adam Hogue, the host of the Hogue and Johns podcast. He is with CHGO here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Adam, I also want to throw this out there, pun intended. I think that a big shot in the arm for this passing unit would be the screen game improving. And we had seen trouble when it came to timing on the screen passes specifically. Even last week, there were issues with the screen passes. I think that also goes hand in hand with facing a team who has a good pass rush. Usually they'll sniff out a screen as well because they're already so close to the ball, etc. You know, the speed gets there is my point. But how do you see that maybe developing a little bit more over the next few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think in more recent times looking at that, some of those issues, I think the defenses have been doing a pretty good job of just sniffing them out. And you'll see whether that was against the Eagles or Packers last week, just smart football players reading their keys and kind of whether that's linebackers or defensive linemen, sort you can sort to just read the technique you're getting from the offensive line and be able to sniff those out. I thought earlier in the season sometimes it was more of the accuracy on some of those and the timing. I don't know if that's so much. I think the Bears have kind of cleaned that up, but maybe they've become a little bit too dependent on them, or they're not doing a good enough job of setting them up the same way. And just at some point you put enough on film, then these smart NFL coordinators are going to figure it out too. So I think that's okay, as long as now if you're Ben Johnson in the offense, what's the next thing that comes off of those screens? You know, you can maybe dress it up where you make something look like a screen, and then actually, you know, you take a shot. And that's the thing I do think Ben Johnson has in this offense is, you know, a lot of teams will just run a screen and like, this is what the play is. I think Ben, you know, has some other things built into some of these plays where, yeah, you might have a screen developing over here, but you might also have a shot play on the back end, and if it's there and you trust your quarterback to make that throw, you go ahead and do it.
This segment with Adam Hogue brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Yes. If you want to do it harmonically, you can do it as well that way. Adam,
sing
I'm
it.
I'm very curious your perspective on the ongoing, I don't want to call it saga, but the ongoing curiosity of DJ Moore, his role in this offense, and what's happened so far this season, and where we are now entering the final month of the season. What do you make of his usage, his fit, and the plans going forward with him, especially if Roma Dunze can't play for a second straight week?
Well, first of all, the sort of the most interesting thing about this whole thing to me is that I know DJ's body language at the end of the game was what it was, but like, okay, you lost to the Packers. I don't expect you to be, you know, smiling. In fact, if you were, people would have had a problem with that too. So, you know, I actually think from our conversation with him a week ago when he was Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Bears, like he's out there talking about how much fun he's having being on a winning team for the first time in his career. I think we talked about that last week when I was on with you guys. So it is sort of this weird dynamic where, you know, some of his personal stats are down, but he's on a better team. And I also, you know, there are plenty of receivers in this league that you would probably have major issues right now if they weren't getting the ball in the same way that DJ is. And I think for the most part, like he's relatively easy to get along with and manage. But he's also getting paid a lot of money, and you should be getting him the ball. So I think this is something that everybody on board needs to be looking at how they can get him more touches. That being said, I mean, there's a handful of manufactured touches of DJ Moore every single game. And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Sometimes he gets blown up in the backfield for a loss of four, or the screen, he takes a big heart, you know. So like last week, I thought was sort of all of the above. Going back and watching the film, I thought Caleb missed DJ a couple times. There was another play where he could have tossed it to him in the flat, and he decided, I'm just going to keep this and pick this up with my legs for a first down. And that's okay too, as long as you get the first down. It wasn't like that was going to turn into an explosive play. So that's just another example. You know, the ball could have gone to him on that last play of the game if he really, you know, held on to it for a long time and realized that maybe he was too late to Cole. But as Ben Johnson said earlier in the week, like, that would have been asking a lot. So, you know, I do think that there is something to be said, though, for the fact that Caleb and DJ have never, I don't think the chemistry is a horrible problem, but I don't think it's ever, we've never really seen a ton of chemistry between those two in the same way you've seen it with Caleb and some of his other wide receivers, including like an Olamide Zaccheaus. If I go back to training camp again, we saw those guys hooking up all the time. It was a very impressive camp for OZ. And so it's just never really developed that way. And then I also think that Ben has, and maybe this is a little bit of a surprise, but Ben has not quite figured out how to use DJ Moore in his offense. He is sort of a unique receiver. Is he more of a slot? Is he more of an outside guy? Can he run option routes? Can he not run option routes? Now all of a sudden they're trying to manufacture touches for him in the backfield, trying to use him as a running back. Like, this is nothing new. And I think looking back on it, we shouldn't necessarily be fully surprised that here we are in December. And he's had a couple of good games, but for the most part, you can even just look at it in terms of like fantasy stats sometimes. Like, he's not been a reliable player to count on for production every single week.
He's on my fantasy team, so I hear you there.
No, it's been confounding, I think is the best word I can come up with right now. Adam Hoge, we thank you for your time. Did you get Joe Thomas for your podcast?
We did, yes. A Hall of Famer. He's in like 8 Hall of Fames, so it's always good when you get a guest on.
Sounds about right.
Claim that.
He was just on.
I even had to look. I looked up, like, he's in the UW Wisconsin Hall of Fame, but also there's a State Hall of Fame he's in.
Like, too much.
No, he deserves to be in all of
them. Too many Halls of Fame.
Yeah, we just had him on with Mully and Haas. So if you're checking out the Hoge and Johns podcast, I'm looking forward to that as well. Congrats again, Adam.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Adam.
That's Adam Hoge. Like we mentioned, he's on the Hoge and Johns podcast. Our segment with Adam brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deshaun Wright is doing it all right now for the Bears.
It's incredible. Deshaun Wright, just a fantastic football player.
Obviously, Al had experience with the player. The guy comes to work every day. He's smart. He works extremely hard. And I think he's improved.
Play clock is at one. They just got it away. Third long. Watch out. Picked off. There's Wright down the sideline. Gets a block. And now a touchdown.
Third and nine. Pressure coming again. It's picked up. Rattler intercepted. Picked off by Deshaun Wright.
NFC Player of the Month, the guy who was on the Vikings practice squad last year. It's a great story.
Yeah, they signed him on a veteran minimum deal and just been a relentless playmaker.
Flacco trying to give these guys a shot. Fires down the field, and it is picked. Deshaun Wright and the Chicago Bears survive a career day from Joe Flacco.
Third and one. Here we go again. Here's the chance. The tush push. Did he get it? He got a fumble here. Meanwhile,
Bears think it's a fumble. Bears seem convinced.
Oh, they have it. They do have it. Yeah,
there's Wright going for the football right there. He did. He got it out. And his leverage there, he freed it away.
That was Shawnee making a hell of a play. He stepped up in a big way for us. He continues to find his way around the football, continues to make plays. That's what this game's about.
Hey, that's Defensive Player of the Month, Deshaun Wright, to you. Happy to have him joining us on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. He is on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Deshaun, just a few days after I talked to you for our Football After Dark interview, you get the nod for NFC Defensive Player of the Month. You would talk so much about what this season has been like for you. To receive that honor, what went through your mind and how did it feel?
It was great. I think I would say I was happy, but then not satisfied, just because there's more work to be done, and we have a team goal that we need to accomplish. So it was cool to get recognized around the league from, I don't know, the coaches and the players, but it definitely was a cool experience to have been recognized as the Defensive Player of the Month.
Deshaun, the way this team is playing right now, obviously you can smell a playoff spot. You know what your coach stated, a couple more wins. Kevin Byard talked about 11 wins as a thing. Coming off that Packers loss, how difficult was it to put that in the rear view and now focus solely on the Browns, knowing that, of course, the big rival, the Packers, is right around the corner after this game?
I mean, I don't think it was difficult at all, just because we have an opponent this week in the Cleveland Browns. So, I mean, you have a day to where you go and you watch and you get it out your system, and then the next day you move on. So I don't think it was hard. I mean, you obviously, like you said, I mean, we want to go get those 11 wins. So we definitely need to get the 10th one starting this Sunday. So, I don't think it was hard at all.
Deshaun, I got a couple things for you. So yesterday, I'd walk into the locker room, and we get our allotted time in the open locker room segment. Something that is very popular in the Bears locker room this year is a basketball hoop, which is set up in there. And every day you see different guys playing. On this day, when I walked in, I seen Deshaun Wright going one-on-one with Nick McCloud. And first of all, the thing that stood out, I was like, of course Deshaun Wright's going to be good at hoops. He's got a football body, but he's also got a basketball body. So here's the questions. How did it go against Nick McCloud? And who are the top three or four hoops players in that locker room? These are very important questions that the people need to know.
Nick is past tense. I beat him twice. I would say the top three, I would put me at one.
Oh.
I would probably put... You're talking about just in the locker room?
Absolutely. Yeah, because yesterday was the first time I saw you playing. I'm sure you played many times and we're not in there. Or maybe I missed you. But yesterday was the first time I saw you. You look good. I didn't realize you thought of yourself as the best, but you should.
Yeah, yeah. So me, then I would have to go John A. And I would have to go... three is a toss-up between, like, Caleb and Nick. Please just toss it, but I'll give it to Caleb.
Okay.
I'll give it to Caleb.
You said now players in the locker room. Does that mean there's coaches who get involved in this? I mean, is there somebody we're leaving out in the Bears organization?
Yeah, does Ben Johnson do shirts and skins?
Nah, of course, we know
he's taking his shirt off. Yeah.
But wait, somebody can hoop on the coaching staff? Who is it?
I don't think we got anybody on the coaching staff that can hoop.
Antoine Randall L. He played hoops, man.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
so you're gonna be in trouble now.
But you're looking at him as like unk, right? You're not even considering
him. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you might have a challenge ahead. Did we just give you your next challenger then in the locker room at the hoop?
Bring him on.
That's been your attitude, Nashawn. I know we talked about it a little bit when you and I got to sit down together. But for those who weren't present for that, who didn't get to hear it, and maybe didn't get to hear your press conference after you got the award, what has been the most satisfying part about taking on a lot of the most difficult assignments, you know, receiver-wise, and just embracing that, you know, while the Bears secondary has gotten healthy and you've improved in that process over the season?
I mean, it's been fun. I mean... I like to call myself the ultimate competitor. I don't care who lines up in front of me. The name, the team. Just because I have a process that I go through, and I trust my process. So, whether Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase, whoever it may be, lines up, I trust my process enough to go out there and compete at a high level and make plays. So it's been fun. And like you said, we're starting to get all the guys back. And I think that's good for us. And we'll be that much stronger once everybody's back full tilt. And so it'll be fun.
Nashawn, where are we on the bet, the trash talking? You, I know Kevin Byard, talk of Tremaine Edmonds. Who's going to end up with the most turnovers, or I guess interceptions? Because takeaways, you've got a sizable lead on those guys.
Yeah, I got that. you said, what was the question? Sorry about that.
The interceptions, like how much trash talking is still going on between you, Kevin Byard, Tremaine Edmonds, anybody who's at the top of the pack as far as getting the most interceptions on the season?
No trash talk. Just a friendly competition and a nice little wager. But, no trash talk. I mean, I can't say nothing right now because KB got me by one, so. No trash talk, at least not for me.
We know, Nashawn, that you made it clear to Layla when you guys had your interview the other day that you would like to be here for a while. You have taken well to the city of Chicago, that you obviously have played well this year. Have there been any talks to that end with either you or your agent in terms of potentially getting a short or long-term deal done with the Bears?
Me and my agent have spoke about it and what it could look like, but no, we haven't heard anything from the Chicago's end. But we've talked about it, and I told them that I would like to be here, obviously, due to the fact that they believed in me, and I have Al here, DA, who's a great defensive coordinator, Ben, who's doing a great job leading his team. So yeah, me and my agent have definitely had dialogue about it, but. No, we haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, Nashawn, for those who don't know, you have a lot of connections here. You know, what can you tell people about how much you've liked Chicago, both with the Bears organization and then just personally?
Yeah, I have quite a bit of family here. My god sister lives here, and some of her family, because her father's from Chicago. And one of my friends who I went to junior college with is from Harvey, Illinois. So his family's here. They come to every game. I want to say they just purchased 11 tickets from me. So,
oh, nice.
I have a pretty good support group here that comes and supports and makes sure that I feel welcome. I'm always invited over for dinners, but they're just a little too far, so I don't never really go. But the love is definitely real here.
Nishan, I got to ask you, with the way things are shaking up for this team and the way that you talked about guys getting healthy, how do you feel about how your teammates are looking on their road to recovery? I know unfortunate news about Kyler Gordon, but Jalen Johnson, this is a guy who, you know, professes to be a number one cornerback. How has he looked just in the last couple of weeks as far as getting back to his standard?
Yeah, I mean, Jalen's good. You talk about a guy who is a Pro Bowl and All Pro, and you see it in the way he works. He's always off to the side, trying to fine tune things and just get his feedback on him, because he has missed quite a few games. So just, I think about getting in the rhythm and getting his footing back and just his wind and everything. But you see it in his work every day that he's inching to get back full tilt. And so it's definitely been fun to just watch him be a pro and the way he goes about his business.
I asked you this last time, Nishan, in our Football After Dark interview, but I want to do this for everybody listening. You know, what do you want people to know about you and just the season you've had? Is there a message you want to get out there to people that they might not know, or just something you want people to learn about you?
I guess I'll say, I mean, I love the fans here.
Bears.
I love football, obviously. And, I don't know. I don't think I really have anything I would want people to know about me other than that I'm just I love football. I love my kids and my fiance who support me. I'm really kind of like a mellow guy. I don't do too much.
Well, you're in a good place. I mean, it looked like that on the field, and it feels like that when we talk to you. Is that safe to say?
Definitely.
And you're the best basketball player in the locker room.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, you can add that.
Please update us on the game against Antoine Randall L that we have requested. And Nishan, thanks again for joining us today. This has been great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nishan.
That's Nishan Wright, the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. And yeah, Mark, that's something that you know, because you've been in the locker room. We didn't know who was hanging out the basketball.
I was not sure what his top five would be. That's interesting that Caleb is in there. I know that
we put Caleb at the top.
Yeah, man. I was forced to, I don't know if I told you guys this or not, but yes. I was forced to at one point in time take a shot in the locker room.
One for one, Mark.
One for one, because if Jervon Dexter comes up to you at 6'4", whatever he is, and says, "Here, you take a shot." I actually told him I couldn't. I said I can't, because that would probably look pretty bad to the rest of the media if I was to do something like that, like pandering to the players. But he then said to me, he goes, "You are the media. Go ahead." I was like, "Yes, sir." And I took a shot with my left hand and I made the basket.
No, you did not.
I did. Free throw line. A little bit. It wasn't a swish. Kind of danced around the rim a little bit, went in, and I said, "That's it." And I will say Jervon Dexter seemed pretty impressed.
Jervon challenged you,
and
you accepted the challenge, and then he
really was intent on wanting me to take the shot. Like, he was just, I'm just standing off to the side.
Do you think he wanted to roast you if you missed?
I don't know, but he kept on saying,
"Shut him up, didn't you?"
I kept, no, you do it. So I was like, "Yes, sir." I finally did do it.
There are people who are adamant about sharing. Jervon might be one of those dudes who's adamant about sharing.
I felt like kind of that was what it was. Like, "Do you want your turn, Mr. Media Guy?" I was like, "Sure."
It's a good quality.
Yeah, it is. He shares. But yeah, no, it's this is not the first time I've seen a basketball. I think it was 2019, I want to say. Allen Robinson was a huge basketball fan, fancied himself as a basketball player. So they've had him in there through the years. But this is the most present. Like, every day there's a game going on, or a couple of guys taking shots or playing horse or whatever the case may be. And perfectly yesterday, it just happened to be Nishan Wright and his guy, Nick McLeod.
We got to talk to Nishan Wright before he had to get out to practice on this Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Great catching up with Nishan. And yeah, Marshall alluded to it. He does have a bet going with Kevin Byard. about whether or not he can lead the team in I think it's interceptions. Yeah, I want to say it's just INTs.
Yeah. Otherwise, he would blow them away.
Exactly.
He rips the ball away.
But I also feel like Kevin Byard's probably the one who echoes Al Harris when Al's talking about being hungry in practice and people aren't eating enough. And then Byard's out there getting INTs. And that is contagious. You can tell in that secondary.
This is the best job Al Harris has ever taken in his life because he is starving and he is about to get some interest, would be my guess. I don't know if like head coach not yet, but probably more prominent positions for Al Harris. And good for him. That's the way it works.
That was the message that Ben Johnson sent. And I talked to Nashawn about that too. When he was allowed to call plays that entire second half against the Bills, it was Declan Doyle calling plays on offense and it was Al Harris calling plays in that second half. And Nashawn said there was a time where we were all laughing about it. How many times he was running double safety blitzes up 10 in a preseason game. and Nashawn goes, he was calling that most of the half.
That's
and I'm
hilarious.
Like, wait, I only saw it once or twice.
He's like, I'm going to do it my way. This is how this is about to go down.
It's like if you wanted to change the game and you had the power and you had the experience and the ability and the opportunity, how would you do it? Mm-hmm. And I feel like we saw Al Harris be like, no, if I were running things, this is how it would go. Secondary blitz all the time.
If I'm calling plays this week, I am full go route for Caleb Williams on the first play of the game. Bam!
That's why they don't let you call plays, Grody.
Wow.
Just
sort of
but to be able to do that, I don't care if it's a preseason game. In the NFL, where you're essentially playing Madden with your own players, that's incredible.
One of my favorite things about Ben Johnson is I know he is of an age, and he admitted to it, he plays Madden.
I do think it helps train people. Is that a crazy thought?
No.
Like, I'm not saying that's the entire basis for your process. That is ludicrous. But I do think that it helps. We all did something like that.
I played Tecmo Super Bowl because I'm from a different generation.
I, too.
Where you at, Speaks?
I, too.
What's going on with that? Why does he keep ducking you?
Hey, man. Howard.
Howard?
The duck.
You're such a marshal.
I am.
So I have some news about what people thought they could take to the Bears game Sunday and what they've outlawed, and it's not good.
Oh.
And it's in connection with how people are planning to survive. So let's go inside the locker room next and talk to a man who is not akin to having to do this all the time, trying to adjust on the fly, and I'll let you know what you are allowed to bring, what you can't bring next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Foot.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago. Inside the
locker room.
We have a lot of stuff we want to bring you today on this Football Friday that is presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. It's also brought to you by your local Ford dealers, Pottawatomie Casino Hotels. So Inside the Locker Room is today where we normally do halftime because it's a fun topic, thanks to our friend Mark Grody. And before we get to that, I have an update about what you can bring to the Bears game, and this is a curveball. Under the Fan Safety and Comfort Measures tab on the Bears website, ChicagoBears.com. Don't go to Bears.com. Just don't. It says, fans may not bring in cardboard to sit or stand on. What in the hell?
That sounds very cold.
Well, they better have some cardboard inside of Soldier Field for the fans to put their feet on.
Would you like to? Also, we got a texter texting us, 626, says they sell electric socks at Costco.
Okay.
We're very well timed, texter. It says to help fans stay warm and safe throughout the game, warming centers will be located at Loop Landing behind Section 146 on the service level and the Southwest Tunnel near the Dr. Pepper Patio and Northwest Colonnade, which is at the top of the stairs by Gate 31. Battery operated clothing is permitted, may be subject to additional security screening. No funny business.
So you could bring batteries in, but they're not allowing cardboard, eh?
Battery operated clothing. Fans may not, and they put it in bold all caps, bring cardboard in to sit or stand on.
Wow. Okay.
Cold weather dehydration is possible. It is, because I forget to drink water in the cold. Fans are encouraged to drink water throughout the game.
They'll be drinking something else.
Yeah.
The majority.
The colder it is, the more beer that is drunk.
Oh, yeah. Hot chocolate, cider, and coffee will be available throughout the stadium.
Spiked hot chocolate?
Okay.
And chili will be offered at select stands.
Chili? I like chili.
Hand warmers will be available for purchase at any Bears Pro Shop location inside the stadium. Blankets are permitted. You may carry them in hand or in an approved clear bag that meets the stadium's clear bag policy guidelines.
Let me tell you about those cardboard boxes. The cardboard boxes work. And I remember I went to the, as a fan, in 20, what was the year 2011, the 2010 Bears season, the 2011 championship game, Bears and Packers at Soldier Field. And the cardboard box saved my feet. And it's like that layer of absorption does the trick. On that day, by the way, NFC Championship 2011, it was 20 degrees, -7 real feel with a 15-mile-per-hour wind. That was the coldest I've ever been, but I was sitting in the stands as a fan in the South End. So I probably had a few old styles.
Not too. In that luxurious press box that you'll be sitting
right,
in on Sunday.
Right, yes, yeah. That's why people are like, oh, it's going to be cold in that press box. Man, I've been to so many games as a fan and so many games as a sideline reporter that I'm like, if it's 50 degrees inside the press box, I'm good. I will not be the reporter complaining about the temperature of the press box.
Okay, so what do we think the coldest temperature Grady Jarrett has been in?
Oh, man, if I may, yes.
Grady played in temperate places.
Yes, he did.
Jarrett.
Yeah, look, Grady Jarrett was born and raised in the great state of Georgia.
And when snows, what happens there, all hell breaks loose. They shut everything down.
The bear raid alarm goes off in that state when everything goes down. Yeah, and I mean, he played his college ball at Clemson, played in a dome for the Atlanta Falcons, and then he comes right here to the Chicago Bears. I thought he had, this was like three or four of us in this scrum of reporters, and Grady Jarrett talking about the cold. It's the best ever answer I have heard from a player about the cold, because guess what? You got no choice but to deal with it. Here's Grady Jarrett.
You know, Chicago, man, it's cold here every day, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes. It's colder than usual, though.
So what are we supposed to do? I don't got a magic answer for you. We go out here and practice, and we're going to be ready for Sunday. We know it's going to be cold. We got to go out there and play the game.
Okay. You've adapted quickly, haven't you?
I ain't got a choice. I ain't got a choice, man. I'm really trying to just embrace it, to be honest. And it's been a cool thing to be a part of at this part of the year, like playing, like obviously spending my whole career in a dome stadium, being a part of elements and let it being in your advantage versus being like the team going to visit it. So it's been cool being on the side of it, whether it's how I go to practice, maybe dress a little lighter than, you know, just trying to acclimate to it. But at the end of the day, the elements are what they are, and you just got to go out there do what you do.
Grady Jarrett is me. I am Grady Jarrett. I am cold every day.
What are you going to do, though?
He's right.
He's not
so
wrong.
Right. The only things that I tried to do to more acclimate myself was to spend at least 15 seconds uninterrupted, like continuous, in the shower in the coldest setting, and it does help. But
in the shower, did you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, I end my showers for 15 seconds on the coldest setting.
That's torture.
Why?
That's torture,
because then when
Layla.
You get out of the shower, it feels better than worse.
Mm.
And they say it does help acclimate you to colder weather. And I do think it's helped, but then, I don't know, I just sit and conserve energy in this weather. I'm like an iguana that falls out of a tree.
I guess my question surrounding that approach is, it's not like you're getting out of the shower and then going outside. You have to get dressed. You have to. There's a buffer of time where you just kind of get used to the temperature in your apartment. No,
but that's the point. Like the hottest place in my apartment is the shower, and then it's not. And then it's like, oh, the hottest place in your apartment is your apartment. And I like to be in the hottest place. So then I'm like, oh. Trick.
The Bears supposedly, just going through the records, supposedly their coldest home game was December 22, 2008, interestingly enough, coincidentally, against the Green Bay Packers. And, boy, the Bears won that day, too, 20-17, a Kyle Orton, Greg Olson, Matt Forte special that day, December 22, Ooh. 2008, minus 13 wind chill on that day. Coldest wind chill day ever at Soldier Field, supposedly. December 18th of 1983, where it
Whoa.
Was a wind chill of minus 15, which was the worst day. That was Jim McMahon versus Lynn Dickey. A lot of people liked Lynn Dickey. Walter Payton rushed for 148 yards on that day.
148
yards on that day. That's the year before the Bears get good in the 80s. That's where it was like all Walter Payton. And then all of a sudden things start to sprout in 1984. The other coldest game that I went to, and I know a lot of fans remember this game, and maybe a lot of fans were at it too, December 18th, 2005. Again, there's me in the south end zone freezing for Bears Falcons in the evening. Rex Grossman returns, replaces Kyle Gordon in that game. Kyle Orton, thank you very much. 12 degrees, negative 12 wind chill on that day. The Bears win 16-3, and it was a great game because Rex Grossman came in like a hero that day.
And you got to save your fingers and toes.
I think I did.
Have them attached.
I did not have a cardboard box on that particular day.
I'm just kind of mad as to what people are supposed to do, because the cardboard made sense.
It did.
Like, that's and I get it. I guess maybe people don't throw them away, and that's not cool. Throw your stuff away.
Yeah, that's fair.
Plus your table. But that doesn't mean that they should make this particular policy.
Electric socks for everyone.
Yeah, I guess we've advanced enough in things like electrical socks and all the little foot warmers. I mean, those do work.
Listen,
those little...
if you can afford to go to a Bears game, you can afford for all the extras that come with
not
going to a Bears game, right?
Necessarily.
You just go to a drugstore, they're always there, those hand warmers, and you stuff them in your
feet.
They
do work, yeah.
Yeah, they do work. They do the trick, trust me.
I will tape them to my person on occasion. I'll just tape them to my body with, like, the muscle tape. When I know I'm going to be outside for a while, I find ways.
That's crazy.
Is it, though? Or is it survival?
Tape her up.
Tape it like, hey, go to the training room. Hey, can you just...
Grady Jarrett, you need the hot warmers, the little packets, and you just tape them to your body, and you'll be good to go.
Oh, Grady Jarrett.
I wonder if he'll have sleeves on Sunday. Grady Jarrett.
He might even be like, screw this policy. I'm Grady Jarrett, man. I'm the voice of this locker room. I will put... Here's what I do love and from doing the sidelines, and you could see it too on TV. The big, massive coats that they put on the players when they sit down. I love those jackets.
Oh, yeah, and the quarterback cape.
Yeah, the quarterback cape.
That's always has that massive cape.
It's a cape, yeah.
It's a cape. Yes. It's 100% a cape.
Those are great. I'd love to own one of those. It would be like a dress on me.
Speaking of cold weather things, I feel like this is a thing we should do in the cold weather. Next Friday, December 19th, we're going to be at the world famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl, previewing round two of Chicago against Green Bay. Our show will be there broadcasting live from 10 to 2, followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 that afternoon. We have special guests, including Patrick Manley and host from The Fan in Milwaukee, as the shows gear up for a huge game the next day. That is February. That's next Friday, December 19th, from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It is all brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaruKenosha.com. Coming up next, time for 5 on it. We got Bears questions. We have other questions for you. So we do it all next. A Bulls win too. All coming up here on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.